Okay. Just tonight, that's right. Tonight only, Melody in. Melody from the University of Dayton. I'm sorry, Karen, did you ask
for one night only? The marvelous musical. What's another M word to do with this?
You really want to skip.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Marvelous musical.
Don't do take time.
Magnificent music, marvelous, magnificent musical.
All right. Well, this is interesting. The Facebook page isn't updating with whoever is connecting. So, hey, drummer, I guess I'll catch up with this. So we're taking prayer requests and everything else. But all right, Brandon, you kind of got to tackle this beast again. Long song.
All right, now everybody, if you've got something to do, you can go out and get lunch during this song, or dinner at this point during this song.
Yeah, you don't have to watch the screens.
Don't fall asleep in the middle.
Brandon has joined us, and Tracy Anthony has joined us. Welcome.
I joined?
Hey. Brandon's anchored, actually.
Hey, how am I doing? All right.
Oh, yeah, an intermission during this song? Is that what
Take an intermission in the middle. All right.
Well, it is approximately an eight-minute song. So
we're not doing the eight minutes.
No, we're doing probably the six-minute version.
I was going to say 7:30.
Go for it.
We have somebody clicking. A long, long time ago, Jesus told his disciples, don't be troubled, trust in me.
I don't have to do much right now.
He's building mansions way up there, and there's many more that he'll prepare. So where he is, someday we too can be. I'm serving Jesus while I'm living. He lives in me and I'm forgiven. I'm feeding on the Bible and I'm praying for revival. I don't know if I'll be alive when he comes to take his spotless bride, but I know I'll meet him up on high and taste that heavenly pie. One verse down, a few more to go. So bye-bye, sinful world, goodbye. Drove my Ford with the Lord in the sweet by-and-by. Live forever in my home in the sky, up in heaven on the day that I die. Heaven on the day that I die. It says the book of love, and if we have faith in God above, because the Bible tells us so. Oh, we will meet him up in the air, and all his glory we will share in. There I pay with gold. You won't need no heart for wings. But I hear those angels singing. Well, I might just spend eternity on a beachfront mansion on the Christmas Eve. And I'll see all my family and taste that heavenly pie. We'll be singing bye-bye, sinful world. Born with the Lord in the sweet by and by, and live forever in my home in the sky, up in heaven on the day that I die, heaven on the day that I die. Well, I dreamed last night I was in that place with all the faithful who'd finished the race at the marriage supper. Sat with Corey Ten Boom, Moses sat on. And there's no coming out at all. Then I tried to sit next to Abraham, but he said seats say more biblical. me, I'll show you more. So I'm letting him lead me on. He introduced me to James Young. I guess Peter Man had got their wish. They were sitting on a boat catching lots of fish. The dish that really was delicious was one fresh heavenly pie. We'll be singing bye-bye, sent the world goodbye. I'd go before with the Lord is a sweet bye. I met a girl from Africa, and I asked her where the throne room was, and she said, it's right here down the hall. I told her all the sights I'd seen, more than I could ever dream, but I want to see my Savior most of all. There all knees were bowing slowly, with angels crying, holy, holy. And on the throne above me, my Jesus there who loves me. He came right down and took my hand, and he said, it's time to wake up, man, but soon you'll be back here again to taste that heavenly pie. So bye-bye, sinful world, goodbye. Grow my form with the Lord in the sweet by and by. And live forever in my home in the sky. Up in heaven on the day that I die.
We're all through now.
It's a good song, isn't it? I mean, come on now. That's a good classic song. Those now, Christian lyrics came from RPM.
And radio DJs used to play that if they needed to relieve themselves or go get lunch.
Well,
but
that's
a huge commitment for the actual musicians.
Well, that and Freebird.
Yeah, Freebird, too.
Freebird!
You got the first part of that?
If I...
I knew we would. I think we should do that sometime, actually. That's really not different. You think we shouldn't? Well, wait a second. No, you weren't even old enough to grow up and hear it like every other song like I was. It's a great song. Are you kidding? It's a classic. Well, you know what? Just about every mass gathering, especially Chrysalis, you know, what does somebody yell out? They always yell out, Freebird, right? So when they yell out Freebird, they say, come up here and sing it. Nobody knows the lyrics to it. All they know is it's just the solo. Just the solo part. No, he's going to do the solo part. God bless him. All right, who else has rolled? We have a few people that rolled in here. Okay, Bill Dow has rolled in, and Leyland, and Janice, and Mike. Welcome, everyone. I see Greg Allen and Marianne Kelly. I had to scroll down, and Brandon's on here. Brandon, I got your prayer request.
Oh.
We're doing that. Brandon Zacher. And Jan Stewart's watching. Amanda, Melissa, Kyle, Rich. Rich
Baser.
God bless
like
Rich Baser. I love it. He says, rock on. All right. So I think he must like the Freebird part of it.
Freebird.
It's an amazing love here,
gonna
Brandon.
You going to say something
no.
in the middle
I'll say
this.
Something in the middle
all
here,
right.
Yeah. Unless Melody wants to. So one of us will say something in the middle.
We'll mix it up. The drummer will say something in the middle.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. The drummer gets mixed up in the middle here.
I don't know if we should let him.
It's a prop line. I go from 5-string to 4-string bass.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and with. Spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, should die for me? Amazing love. love I know true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do, to honor you.
Bless God, it's Thursday night. Bless God, he's an awesome God. And God, he is much bigger than all the fears that have been sliding and flaming around here. So, Lord, we are addressing fear tonight, and we are resting fear tonight. And we're standing on it in the name of Jesus Christ, who's bigger than all these fears, all this junk. Because, Lord, I know that you sent your son, Christ Jesus, to show your will on this earth, and you showed Jesus' will by healing all who came to him. He's our king, isn't he? He's our king. Let's sing, you are my king. Amen, Jesus. Jesus, Lord and King. Here we go.
Amazing love, how can it be? You, my king, should die for me. Amazing love. Joy to honor you in all I do, to honor you in all I do, to honor you.
I was trying to get you going to the bridge. The way it's written. but however you do it on Sunday is how you do it. Didn't you catch that? No, vocally doing it. You were playing the bridge. Okay, this is something we do for the call.
No, it doesn't. It never says play bridge.
Then sing words of bridge, then chorus as ending. It's in the fine print. It's like that contract you signed when you started
working
here.
You've got bold and then fine print. I don't read the fine print.
No, and for anybody listening, no, there's no contract signed. We're all volunteers, as evident by me especially.
You're a volunteer?
So, who else is this?
They hired me in.
Yeah. Holly has joined us. Deborah's joined us. Vic Classeri, how about that? And Tiffany Hollis. That's awesome. So if you guys have any prayer requests, those who have been with us before, give us your prayer requests. We're writing them down. We're going to be getting into it. All right, we're going to do one of the two hymns. Which one do you want to do, Brandon? This one or the other one? Karen already declared this one. Nothing but the blood. We'll do that one.
Blood one? Don't we sound pleasant?
What wash away my sin?
We're getting there.
Got it. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Is the flow that makes me white as snow. The fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Work my cleansing, this I plead, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow
A good ending.
A challenge was pressed earlier for the drummer to play the bass and that song, or in the drums on that song, same time. I think he can do it still. I still think he can. Because let's a little music class with Brandon here.
Oh, good.
See the string here? It's an A. Greg normally has a B string right there. And this is an E. So you wouldn't have to do anything. That's all nothing but the blood. So if he's doing this with one hand, I think he can hit a cymbal with the other. Just, and to think I paid for classes for music. You got that for free. He can't sing.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. What
singing
was
nowhere
rolled
in
here.
That
Who
scripture.
Else has rolled in here? Sherry and Allison and Aaron and Matt and Nicole and Arun. And Nicole. Barry McDaniel and Steve Chip has joined. Oh, there's a big ah in the background.
Aww.
Here for you, Chip. Everybody's doing the ah for you. So, Chip, make sure you stick around. Oh, when she, well, that's a good point.
With
when Noah's on here, we always
brother.
Have to do. Oh, so do we need to do Small Town?
I was thinking the.
We did it last week.
With a little help for my friends.
Oh, goodbye. Oh yeah, goodbye.
Next time you're back in town,
yeah,
Chip,
we need to do that.
That
was
again.
A big song.
That
we like
cool.
that. That was a fun song. That was a fun song.
I enjoyed that.
All right,
I have an actual pedal board now. I can really. Play
actually,
that
you
song.
Really could. Much better than the last round. Oh, you did an awesome job then too. We all did. So Megan has specifically requested. This next song, which is going to end up being the special. Actually, she didn't request that one. However, that's a cool one. I do like that one. The original lyrics from Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, which she's going to be talking about David and Bathsheba and some of the problems there, which the... Yes? You're thinking?
No, I'm just... I got to...
Go.
She kind of spoiled some of my fun, though.
How so?
Because I asked her about doing the entire song.
You mean like all seven? How many verses are there?
80.
80. Absolutely. You better go back and watch this. This is on Facebook Live.
We didn't actually have that conversation. I'm just.
Gary Wisman says this hello.
This is for levity.
And Dan
on
Rasmussen
television.
Joining us. Intra is on here too. Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Big word of the day. Levity.
All right, there's not much for me to do on this song here, Brandon, so you just start doing your thing. Melody
you
kind of
left me alone
you.
On this. If you want to join in at some point, please.
Yeah.
Drummer said he's going to sing.
Oh, good.
He's going to sing solo. So low you can't even hear it. I actually prefer when he sings tenor.
Hey, remember,
about 10 or 20 miles
while Brandon's
away.
Singing, give me your prayer request, and I'm not accepting a prayer request for him to sing better because he sings awesome. He didn't play very well, though. What happened there? You had something drift out of tune?
That?
Or what happened there, Brandon? That
Lord
never happens with you.
What happened?
All of a sudden, it sounds like he's playing a top D like I do.
I have left this guitar out, sorry, Papa, in sub-zero temperatures in the car.
And it holds its tune in through that?
And it holds its tune. Yet going from the last song to this, it drops a whole step.
A whole step?
On the high E.
Really? Well, tuning is an important thing. Speaking of tuning, we're going to do some tune-ups here with some scripture later. And, again, taking prayer requests. That's right. And like I say, as Brandon's going to the room, make sure you give me a prayer request through here. It's a good time for me to write because I'm not playing anything. Brandon's got this one covered. And Karen is accompanying him through some of this, right? You're not? Oh, it's just totally you. Oh,
they left
shoot.
Me. They well, left then. Me all alone.
Well, go for it, Brandon.
That there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, minor fall and major lift. The baffled king composed it, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. The beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You say I took the name in vain, but I don't even know the name. If I did, well, really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. Doesn't matter what you heard. The holy or the broken, hallelujah. 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 Did my best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. Told the truth, I didn't come to fool ya. Even though it all went wrong, stand before my Lord a song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Brandon. And Melody for chiming in. Some awesome,
thanks for joining.
Awesome harmonies there. Awesome stuff.
All right, we're going to skip past that other hymn. See, I gave them a bias. They picked which one, and they didn't want to do the closing one. So, but it's pretty.
It takes about as long as Heavenly Pie.
I mean, come on.
It's a great song. It's a great song. I love it.
Take time to be holy. Speak off with thy Lord. Do one on verse a cappella. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Make friends with God's children. Help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing his blessings to seek. See how pretty that was, and you guys didn't want to do it. All right, move on. Move on. We're going to get a lot of comments on that. Watch. See, look, Larry Gallagher already has joined up with here, too. Larry
our
says.
Our old boss.
Uh-huh.
Hey, boss.
Uh-huh. Okay, check this out. So Larry Gallagher, I got to read what Larry has posted here for us. He said, Greg.
Bless you.
Said, Greg, churches can't decide whether to close or not. But the last time I checked, I thought churches were a healing center.
He's watching through with Chris Trumbull, too. Amen, right? And that's part of my message here tonight.
Is that a pastor
Absolutely.
Mic drop?
That's that pastor mic drop. There you go. Big amens. Big amens, brother. That's what we're going to talk about tonight.
Take it, Brandon.
Brandon's breaking into other songs here. Focus.
Okay. That's usually for serious stuff. I can't take this song seriously.
Agreed.
Blame it all on my roots. Ashamed of the truth that my life has come to bed. The last one to know. The last one to show. I was the last one you thought you'd see there. I saw the surprise. The love in his eyes. Then I took his hand in mine. He said to me, this is a way to be free. So I'll never complain.
I got friends in holy places where my Jesus shines. And his joy chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Seeking Jesus on a daily basis. Yes, I live today by his many graces. Cause I got a friend in high places.
I guess I was wrong. I really belong to Jesus. He's been there before. God became man. He walked on this land and he showed me what to live for. I didn't mean to cause a big sin. He gave me forgiveness and then I'll be as high as that heavenly tower that he's living in.
Cause I got friends in high places where my Jesus shines and his joy chases my blues away.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be okay. Seeking Jesus on a daily basis. Yes, I live today by his many graces. Cause I got a friend in high places.
I guess I was wrong. I really belong to Jesus. He's been there before. God became man. He walked on this land and he showed me what to live for. I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just wait till I finish this song. The sweetness instills, bringing new kind of thrills as we sing along.
Cause I got friends in high places where my Jesus shines and his joy chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Seeking Jesus on a daily basis. Yes, I live today by his many graces. Cause I got friends in high places.
Yes, I've got friends in high places. I was waiting for you to go back to that A. I was running out of breath.
More breath, more breath.
Wow.
More
for
breath.
Five people, that was loud.
Here? Gene and Mary and Dave and Pete and Andrew and Kurt and Lynn have all rolled in.
From
welcome.
Last Sunday.
I'm glad you can hang in here with us. Okay, last song, and
that's
I mentioned.
Right. We got one more.
We got one more, and
it feels like an ending song. It's like,
and I told Melody that we were told Melody I was going to be sharing a message on fear, and then Melody said, "Oh, then I want to sing this song." So it's like, okay, that's cool.
But I do want you guys to pull up the lyrics on your phones because I know it's not up on the PowerPoint, but I do want you guys to be able to read it and sing along. Stress on the sing along. So it's called "No Longer Slaves." Yes, and it's by Bethel Music.
Last minute addition. You sing clearly enough, they'll be fine.
The phone wasn't part of the required materials
That's
for
right.
class. I didn't.
That's
good
right.
thing this isn't class.
Yeah, no, we can't go to class.
It's not going to be on there. So you can, wherever you are, you can just leave it.
Yeah, it's not on the PowerPoint. But.
Remember how it starts? Who remembers how it starts? Oh, Brandon, I hope you do. It's Kurt.
No longer slaves.
Thursday.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. Yes, I am a child of God. Mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into a family. Your blood flows through my veins.
I'm no longer slave,
and I'm no longer a slave to fear. Child of God, and I'm no longer a slave to fear, 'cause I am a child of God.
Let's do that again. I'm no longer,
and I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God.
That again, I'm no longer.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
I'm no longer
a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child.
God loves us, and He is here with us. You know why? Because we are surrounded. We are surrounded.
I am surrounded by the arms of the Father. I am surrounded by songs. We've been liberated.
and daughters. Let us sing.
Let us sing our freedom.
Join me in singing oh.
Oh.
Other things that are trying to come in and bombard us and distract us and pull us away from you, God. You say, hey, hello, some right here, right? He says, I am the light, and you need to be drawn to the light. You need to be coming to it. I'm getting this image right now in my mind of like bugs being drawn to the light, like a moth or something. We need to be a moth, okay? As weird as that sounds, we need to be that moth that is going there and just sucked in, you know. I mean, whatever it sees the light, no matter what it's doing, what does that moth do? It goes zoop, and then it goes to the light. That's what we need to be like. So when we have coronavirus over here that's saying, hey, 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 you know, in the darkness, or if we have maybe that depression over here that's trying to be like, hey, you know, you're sad, right? Or maybe there's that anxiety over there, and it's like, hey, what's up? You know, I'm hanging out here. God's light is shining right here, and we need to be turning our head, you know, because God's light is always there. Sometimes we choose to pull our head away. So we have to pull our head back. We need to be focusing on that light, and we need to be focusing on God, because God is going to give us truth and direction. We are not supposed to be scared. We have no reason to be fearful. Let's sing that chorus.
And I'm no longer
slave to fear.
Do you believe that?
I am a child of God.
Longer a slave.
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
fear. I am a child of God.
Let's do the acapella one last time.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Amen.
Thank you, Melody. Awesome.
Amen.
Amen is right. Amen is right. Where? I'll put the microphone over there. I got to go grab the mic.
Okay. Kept that running long enough. I started getting bored with what I was doing. I had to come up with new stuff.
Hey, Chip says, great new song choice. Nicely done, Melody and Brandon and folks here. Karen, everybody. Thank you, Chip. Much appreciated. Gary Wisman commented on that there, folks. Powerful. Janice says, beautiful. Tom has joined us. Jeff Hingsberg is with us. Mike Ratliff's hanging out. Lisa Muncie, Dave Sarber, maybe even some other ones that rolled off there. So let me grab what I need to grab here and move over. Okay, again, for those of you who have any prayer requests, make sure you type them on here. We'll grab them as we share a message here. One more thing. Can you hear me now? Kind of maybe, huh? Good. So it's you like that, huh? Now, Melody leads worship at, she leads worship on Sunday nights at University of Dayton. Oh, okay. Well, you did last year, you were the lead, right? And this year, you're passing it off. Anyway, she does that kind of stuff in Dayton. Okay, on Sundays at 4 o'clock. Isn't that great? Good stuff. Really good. Really, really good. Thanks, buddy. We really, really love you having. Well, essentially, Melody came in and said it's good to have a full band with her because you normally only have just this keyboard and drums, I think, right? All right, so you got half. Well, guitars for that song is agreed. Guitars for that song is definitely a good thing. Sorry, let me bring this up here real quick to see. Make sure I didn't miss anything scrolling past. Hopefully I won't. And, hey, for those of you who are leaving prayer requests, if I don't repeat it back, do me a favor and type it again. Because I have had some of these scroll past, although usually not too many. I catch them on the way back. But, yeah. Powerful stuff. Thank you. Oh, yes, she's wearing the T-shirt. You know what? When I spin back around here later, we're going to get that. We're going to get that in there. And wouldn't you know, Dave Mack is in the building. God bless you, Dave. Glad you could join us. Glad you would join us. So for those who don't know the infamous Dave Mack. Dave was our spiritual director on the boys' Chrysalis flight. So, there's a little bit, and actually, Dave, we're going to be talking later, as you know. I'm planning for doing these baptisms on Thursday, April the 16th. Okay, we shall see, which should be great, and I think we're going to fill up the seats. I think we're going to get a lot of people rolling in for that stuff. It's going to be neat stuff. Anyway, we're going to discuss the details on that later, but Dave, you came in at just the right perfect time because Melody had just finished. Actually, you didn't. You've been here a little earlier to get Melody's. That would have been the perfect time, but you can watch it on Facebook Live. You can listen to it again, but anyway, so what God's really been laying on my heart for today is all this hysteria that's going on with just fear, right? And fear is a liar, right? And actually, I was going to do that song, but Melody said, no, I'm going to do this song. I'm glad we did Melody's song because Fear is a Liar is a good song. But, I mean, come on. I mean, Melody was bringing down the house here with it. It was good stuff. But one of the challenges that we come into, though,
in really really addressing fear by the grace of God. I mean, fear used to have a grip on me. You know, I've shared my testimony before, and just to, for those who haven't heard it, and for the purpose of you that have heard it, I'll make it brief, okay? But I went through years of anxiety and fear, like 5 years of this stuff. And I mean, and it turned into irritable bowel syndrome. It was just a train wreck. I mean, I could hardly compose myself to drive, 20 minutes to the office. I mean, it was a mess. And I went to an apostolic and prophetic conference in July of 2008. It was a three-day conference. And over that three-day conference, actually, the thing that was really neat about that conference, it was in an African-American congregation. Now, I was raised Roman Catholic, all right? And by the grace of God, I'd never been prejudiced and all that stuff. That wasn't it. But the culture is different. The way they worship is different, especially from Roman Catholic, okay? And bless God, there was about 80 of them in there, and they are praising God. They got their hands up. They're doing their thing. So on day one, Greg's kind of... On day three, Greg's right there with them. All right. As a matter of fact, my greatest disappointment in leading praise band is I don't have any free hands to do that, because I'm glad I got to play and sing. But, God, it was awesome. But on the, so we listened to different speakers. Dr. Sapp was one of them. And Dr. Sapp he's a teacher. He's an instructor. He says, look, it's not about me. It's about me building up the faith in you to receive that. Okay. So on the third day with it, he's getting toward the end. Okay. You've all heard the message. Who here needs healing? Well, and 80 of us in there. Everybody needs something, right? He said, who wants to learn how to do this stuff? I'm a doer, right? All right. So there was about four groups of four. So probably about 16 of us decided to come forward. And he put us into groups of four. And he told all the rest of them, to say, I want you to come up to these people now. Come up to those groups. Tell them what's going on. They're going to lay hands. And the Holy Spirit, is just going to do its thing. Now, the Holy Spirit is awesome. Because especially when you're new starting with this, you can really feel the power. You'll feel cold, heat, tingling. You just feel stuff, right? We saw backs healed. We saw eyesight cleared up. It was amazing. It was neat stuff. When it was all done, we got and prayed amongst ourselves. And I was the last one I had to pray for. You remember I mentioned it turned into irritable bowel syndrome. It was part of the problem. So I had them lay hands on my belly. And as they prayed, I physically felt things moving in my body. And I know it wasn't my imagination, because the lady who had her hand right here, whenever I felt it, she'd go, she's feeling it too. It's almost like a baby kicking would be the best way to describe it. And I can only say that from my hand to my, when Melody was kicking probably, but it was awesome. But the one thing that Dr. Sapp said before I left there was just so powerful. He said to the group, he said, okay, you've received healing here. For some of you, the devil's going to try to make you think that was just a feel good. He's going to try and take that back from you. But he said, but I have good news. All you need to do is reclaim your healing. And Dr. Sapp has a saying that we did as we were laying hands with people. And it's this healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. So I'm driving back from Dearborn, Michigan. It's about a 5-hour drive. I didn't mention on my 5 hours up, I hit about every rest stop. Remember the irritable bowel garbage. On the drive back, I'm about 30 minutes or so into it. Everything's great. About 30 minutes into it, I'm starting to feel a little discomfort there. And I said, no. So I put my hand on my belly as I'm driving down the road, and I said, this healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. Just like that, it stopped. At that point, I fully understood Ephesians 6:12, which says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and darkness. It's a battle right here, guys. It's a battle of the mind. And that's exactly what's happening today with this coronavirus stuff, okay? All right. You go and look at all the facts in that, and you can spin doctor stuff all you want, but at the end of the day, there's fear, all right? Isn't it a coincidence we've had flu for all these seasons, and yet there's not been this mass hysteria about a certain type of flu? Now, the specs will tell you it's 10 times worse. Okay, 0.1% death rate to 1% death rate. And it affects mostly 8 people or 80 people, 80 and above. Well, guess what? The people, 60 and above, whichever. But no, but the ones that have died, okay, specifically have died, 80 and above. But guess what? They usually get complications with all this other stuff anyway, from something. It doesn't have to be this. My point is fear. This is what I focus on with fear. So here's my challenge with this. Needless to say, I have faith for healing. I was healed. I've seen thousands of people healed, both on Facebook chat and laying hands. It's awesome. So, but check this out. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, this is where my challenge becomes. Food sacrificed to idols. Now, what I'm going to share with you on this here is the struggle that people who are strong in faith for healing. Let's just say it like that. Who have strong faith in certain things versus people that don't. So in particular, what's happening here is food sacrificed to idols. Now, we know idols are nothing, right? They're not gods, okay? However, people that are newer, especially through this era, people that are newer in their faith,
Yeah, they believe that there's power in these things, right? There was power in these idols. So that was a fear thing. So they wouldn't want to touch any food that was sacrificed to an idol, all right? Because they felt like, oh, if I do that, you know that I'm participating in or agreeing or doing that stuff with it. Now, a person that's more mature in their faith has a great understanding. It's like, it's food, you know? It's food. I can eat that. But that's where the problem comes in. And that's what's addressed right here in 1 Corinthians 8. And actually, I'll just pick it up right in verse 9. It says, be careful that the exercise of your freedom, that is, hey, I'll eat it, it's been cooked, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak, okay? He said, for anyone with a weak conscience sees you having this knowledge of eating in an idol's temple, won't he be emboldened to eat what's been sacrificed to idols? So this weak brother for whom Christ died is destroyed by your knowledge. In other words, that weakly faith they had now, they see a person who says, well, that's nothing, that's no big deal, but it gets diluted for them. So now all of a sudden, we've actually done harm, all right? So at this point, he's saying, hey, at this point, I'd rather just not eat any meat. Leave it alone. I'm not going to eat any meat because I don't want to risk taking some. Because we are called to take people where they are, and get them where Jesus wants them to be. That's what we're called to do. So, you know, there's a lot of people that are backing out of a lot of different events and conventions and that, all right? And I get that. I get that fear aspect. They say, well, you know, it's prudent. I'm cool with that. But why are you actually not going, all right? Are you going because are you afraid that you walk in there and, oh, I'm going to get sick, all right? It's fear. It's where you're at with all this stuff. Now, check out some of these other ones. I had a few of them, had to mark here. This Bible has all kinds of really cool stuff in it, right? All kinds of good stuff. Okay, check this out. Go back to the Old Testament. Go back to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Chapter 31, we're going to jump over to verse 8. Okay, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsaken. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Oh, you got that one on yours? Oh, really? That's on your wrist? Okay, that's a God thing, right? Whoa, that caught Dave's attention. It's like, whoa, okay then, we're looking good. That's cool. I wonder if I got another one. How many things do you have on your wrist? Who died for you, Tyler? Oh, who got it? Well, who died for you, though? I ask you that. Who died for you? All right, Jesus, I got the easy one, wasn't it? Okay. You know, who got you the bracelet? Oh, Melody did. Awesome, Melody. Okay, let's jump over to Isaiah. Isaiah 43:1. Okay, but now, this is what the Lord says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have summoned you by name, you are mine. Okay? Forget all this fear stuff, right? Fear is a liar. I already told you that one. Let me jump over another one here. One of my favorites. You did. You're right there with it. 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy, the first chapter in verse 7. In verse 7, it says this. It says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power. That is not a spirit of fear, okay? But a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord or ashamed of me as his prisoner. But join in me in the suffering for the gospel and for the power of God. So me making a stand right here, talking about fear right now, I'm going to get a lot of pushback on people. Well, you can't tell people that, Greg. What if they get sick? Da, 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 da. Come on, that's why I mentioned 1 Corinthians 8, right? Come on, I'm trying to get you there, to get you at that level, because you got to be there. You can't just be rolling over every time the enemy says, woo, look at me, pay attention to me. Come on, you guys got to keep your focus. We've got to keep all that. And probably the last one that I bookmarked on here that I want to share with you is in 1 John. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. And the one who fears is not made perfect in love. I got to keep going. We love because he first loved us. And if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen in the flesh, you can see him, how can he love, cannot love God whom he has not seen? For he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Was that a favorite one for you, Melody? Let's I see you perking up. Ah, ah, you know, but okay, we have an Emmaus walk coming up next week. All right. It's a woman's walk. It's starting next Thursday, well, a week from tonight. It starts a week from tonight. Okay. And of course there's some discussion with all that stuff. And as you might expect, one of my emails to the group, you know, was, okay, let's just focus on the God part of this, because here's what's happened with this walk. This is a walk that we had scheduled at the end of March. We didn't get a lay director for this until January 11th, okay? So that's a short time window. Normally we've got, you know, 3-4 months that we can gather people, we can, very short time window. Team came together like that, God, okay? Pilgrims came together like that, God. We've had another 3 pilgrims be added. There's 18 pilgrims now signed up. Another 3 pilgrims were signed up just yesterday in the height of the hysteria. Do you think this walk needs to go on? Absolutely. Do you think you need to put out hand sanitizer? Sure, put out your hand sanitizer. That's fine. We should be doing that regardless of this anyway. Come on, you got to be prudent. I mean, there's worldly things. We don't want to invite worldly stuff to mess with this stuff. But you got to say, God is in control. God's got this, right? God's got this. You know, people have to make their own decisions. I have, you know, if you're worried about catching this stuff or catching anything, just don't go. All right. Don't go to the walk. Don't go to church. Don't go to whatever. We've got a governor that's made this declaration. We got schools closed. Huh? Come on. The flu season happens every year, doesn't it? Have we ever done all this stuff with the flu, the regular flu season? All because of this hype that's been going on. Don't let that keep your focus on Jesus. Keep your focus on Jesus. Your focus on Jesus to heal. Let's get some other prayer requests on here. Kelsey has joined us late. She missed the music. You can go back and watch it later, Kelsey. God bless you. But she's asking for prayers for protection and health for her family. Absolutely, Kelsey. Kelsey has been dealing with Lyme disease, and she has what did we decide? Was he 6 months or 9 months now? I think he's 6 months. Her baby Luke is 6 months, I think. I think she answered that for me last time. So she's got all that going on. I had some other ones earlier for some people that I'd written down. We'll get into that when we get into our prayer circle. But what I want to do is bring it back around here so we can get some other local prayer requests, and then we'll get in our circle. Don't jump. It's all good. It's always good to be a little hot, right?
Yes, Tom.
Make it a little hot. I'm passing on to Tom here. Great to see you. He's going to pretend like he can't talk. Tom, what's been going on in your world?
Not too much. When I was in Quincy last Sunday, or Saturday, my friend Nick said he didn't know he had that many friends left. He had his 95th birthday. Nice. And there were over 100 people at the church.
95 years old. That's so fantastic. And where was it? Was Illinois? Where was it?
Quincy,
Illinois. Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
And then Joyce fell the other day and hit her head, and she was in Bethesda North for, I believe, 3 days. They got her back to the nursing home today, and she fell out of bed again. But this time, she's a little bit better.
Joyce, that's Wanda's?
Wanda's mom, mother, yeah.
Right, okay. So she's in the hospital currently? She's back in the
hospital? No, she's back in the nursing home.
She's at the nursing
home. She just fell out of bed again, but she didn't hit her head this time. But they just got the World Health Organization called this a pandemic. Now, the flu that kills 60,000 people a year in the United States, there's not a problem with that. That's okay. But they have over 1,000 confirmed cases in the United States. Now it's a pandemic.
Yeah, yeah. Focus.
And focus. It's just so crazy. The nursing homes don't want anybody to come in because they don't want to get the virus. Mm-hmm. The schools are closing. Well, now the kids don't go to school, so they're not mingling together. They're all going to the shopping centers
and
hanging out there. So they haven't done anything to stop it. And then you hear other people say that it's the president's fault that he hadn't done anything to stop this. I'm like, how can the president stop a virus?
Hey, because he's a god, right?
Yeah. But anyway, everything else is going well.
Well, that's good. No words and passed on you this week, then. So these are good things. That's a nice sound you're doing there.
I didn't know I was doing it. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Linda, how are you?
Fine.
Excellent.
I have a place, but Debbie's going to do the place for me today. The one, the young man.
You have somebody pray for you today? Is that what you're saying?
She's going to do the praise.
Okay. She'll share that with us. Okay.
Oh, she figured out how to turn it off? Here, hand that back to me. No? Looks like it's off.
Anyway, you have a praise. Keep talking. We'll get the mic one. For V and V.
I want my piece go into the live auction.
Live auction for your artwork?
Yes.
Nice. She figured it out again. Your friend Sadie, okay. Sadie is dealing with cancer. Is she the one that lives in Nashville? Yeah. So Sadie in Nashville has cancer.
When I had cancer,
yeah.
She was with me.
Sadie was with you during your cancer, and you feel like, let me guess, you feel like you should be there with her now, right?
I want to.
That's good. So when are you going to go to Nashville to be with Sadie? Okay. May? Good. That'd be good. It's good to comfort friends. Okay. You must lay hands for you today? Okay. We will do that. Kind of feel like out of balance? Is that the best way to describe it? Okay. You need to use the cane a little more than usual. All right.
I want that to go away.
I agree. You don't need no cane needed. Good idea. Let's get that balance back.
Yes.
All right.
And now
you give it to Debbie. Yeah, Debbie, try hitting the button on the bottom. Press and hold it for a second. I'm not seeing it yet. There you go. You got it.
Okay. Our friend Brandon, who came in to...
I think a battery's going dead. Okay, just hand it back to me. Just hand it back to me, I'll get it. Brandon, yeah, there's... No, actually, I don't. Yeah, there's two AA's if you want to grab it. You have the office key?
You've got one locked up now.
Yeah. That's right. Let's get some battery. In the meantime, I'm sorry... Yeah, Brandon, the new Christian, I do. Yeah, new Christians get, yeah, the new Christians, yeah, the doubts start flying, right?
He knows that I work on Tuesdays
or Thursdays. Oh, he has your schedule. He knows you're there on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so he comes in on one of those days. Huh? Nice. So Brandon was in today. Fantastic.
Linda was in the store.
Oh, great. Linda was there too. You drew him a butterfly. Fantastic, Linda. Thank you.
And he was there.
There, that's awesome. Good, you're sending him Philippians 4, 4 through 9. But my favorite. And you know what? While Brandon's bringing the microphone, I'm going to share that. I'm going to jump on that because you know that's the scripture I declare. I've been declaring that every morning since February 2009. And it keeps all the fear and that stuff away. It's rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We give it all to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall fill your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things with you have both learned, heard, received, and seen in me do. And the peace of God, it shall be with you. I've been declaring that every day, every morning. When my feet hit the floor, I'm declaring that. You know, I'm not giving any time for my brain to go silly. I'm not, that's the battle cry, right? That's the battle cry we declare right there. Brandon's bringing the mic, but as he's doing that, will you stand up and show him your shirt? Show him the shirt. Okay, this is a shirt that Linda.
It's live Linda, again. That's,
excellent, Brandon. Thank
it's
you.
Also very hot.
You can pass it back. Do you have anything else to share, Debbie?
You might want to turn
okay,
it down.
Give it back to. Yep, I got it.
Next.
Give it to Debbie. Me. Actually, give it to Debbie.
Oh, Debbie.
Thank you. The song that Melody sang, I am sending that to Sonia.
Oh, good.
Because tomorrow is her last day at the job that has been unreal.
Yeah.
So she's going to take a class, and then she has three options of jobs. So she and I have talked that God will lead her to the right one. And so I do not know yet which one she's decided on, but we need to be with her in prayer. And when I was speaking, when I sent my email to Brandon, he had told me that he had requested at work for some upper positions, and they all said no.
Right.
So he said he was really mad. I said, you go in there. You don't need to say anything. You show them the face of Christ.
Nice.
And your actions will favor you. Amen. And you will be able to get through. He said the next day they came to him and said, whatever you've heard is a rumor that we don't want you. And they've asked him to do something. So
nice.
It was nice. Great. He says, I know now what I need to do. So it was cool.
Excellent. That's a neat ministry that you have. You know, the people come into a bookstore, and there you are at the counter, and you get to minister. Like, what an awesome opportunity. Who's got the mic? Who's got the hot mic?
Ladies first.
Are you ready to go?
Tyler.
Yeah.
Melody.
Okay. So basically just... this links right with the whole coronavirus situation. One of my friend's moms is really, really anxious, to the point where she doesn't want to leave the house. She doesn't want anyone to come into the home. I mean, just everything along those lines. So, you know, just like what we've been talking about, you know, prayers for peace.
Amen.
And that, you know, God would just instill this calm in her hearts. And then also for the Dayton community, too, because the NCAA games just got canceled completely. So that's really disappointing for Dayton, which, you know, has been going through. I mean, we had so many bad things happen. We had that tornado. We had that shooting. We had that police officer die. So, you know, it was finally like, this is great. You know, something good is happening in Dayton. It was bringing a lot of hope. And then just to have that canceled, you know, that's really hurting the community as a whole as well. So just prayers for just joy and peace and
Amen.
just all those fruits of the Spirit.
Yes. Thank you. T-Dog.
Yep. Man, this coronavirus stuff, you know, I've come to peace with it. If I get it, cool. I don't think I'm going to get it. You know, it's not going to hold me back from going anywhere. You know, I'm going to go to work every day. I'm going to come here, you know, just it ain't going to hold me back, you know. You know, I just, now I wanted to see for myself. I went to Meijer to see if they had any toilet paper. None.
Did Meijer have any?
They did not, but they didn't have any on the shelves. But it was funny. There was a pallet of just boxes of toilet paper, and the guy was just like tossing toilet paper out. I said, you know what? I want to be able to say, like, oh, I was a part of it. So, you know, I'm like, throw me a roll. So, you know, I took it and went home. And I did it more of as an amusement thing.
So all right. So where are we going with this? Is this a prayer for toilet paper, or what is it?
No, it's just a story.
Oh, okay.
I like to share stories.
Tell me about your mother and the toilet paper.
No, we don't have to share that. Yeah. But no,
story is not meant to be shared.
You know, in all seriousness, though, you know, it's just this hysteria. You know, I just pray that, you know. You know, it's nothing really to worry about. And, you know, I got, you know, a very, very close friend of mine. She's freaking out. She's supposed to go down to Florida at the end of the month. I wonder who that could be.
She's freaking out?
She kind of is.
Really?
Yeah, she'll go.
Yeah. You can't stop Carolyn.
It's the beach. How do you keep people from the beach? How do you keep a 25-year-old, or how old is she now?
24.
Yeah, more than one of these years. She'll be 25 this year.
Well, 95.
Yes.
25 this year. So close enough.
But yeah, you know, just pray that, you know, this just passes over. But I want to share a joy.
Now we're talking.
I didn't get to talk about it Sunday, but Saturday we had a gathering for our Emmaus and Chrysalis flights. And it was amazing. Just, I'll say it. You know, I got to the church and it was like flashbacks, Melody taking me there and dropping me off, except she wasn't with me this time. And, you know, I'm walking. I was like, man, I got my Girl Scout cookies in my hand because that was my dessert I was sharing.
It's a good day with Girl Scout cookies.
And I walked to the door that Melody took me to. Put my hand on the handle, and I pulled it, and it was locked. So I was like, okay, I hear people coming from the church, so I'll go to the church doors. Try to open all six of them. All of them were locked. So I'm going to find my way in there. I found a door that was opened, and just seeing everybody just warmed my heart, and you know, just to know you're loved by people you don't even know, it's amazing. And
didn't know, but now you know.
Yes, exactly.
That is neat.
And it's just, it's an amazing experience. And I said it once, and I'll probably say it a million times, that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I just keep on looking at Pastor Dave back there, and it just makes me smile. And it's just, I know I'll go back as a leader or in some capacity. I will go back, and God will determine what that is. And I can't wait to go back.
Work it at the
last. And spread that love.
Amen. Thanks, Tom. Wow. It's a hot potato. Oh, I made it over to Brandon.
Ah, I've got it back. The battery bearer has the mic.
Brandon is in the building.
Uh-oh, he's going to break his camera. Hi, folks. How are y'all doing? Well, I think a couple of weeks ago, was it last week, the week before, doesn't matter, mentioned Grandma. And this past Sunday, got a call. This is going to sound worse than it is as I go into it.
Okay.
But got a call that her breathing became heavily labored, kind of doing that groaning you hear towards the end.
Right.
And so we all rushed down there and thought, well, today's the day. You know, got in that mindset and we were ready. Well, it's Thursday now. And she fooled us again. Not who goes here. Yeah, for any clarification.
It's Helen, right?
Yeah. Helen. Yeah, my mom's mom. And we've all been taking turns spending the night just to be there to help. And so you made a comment earlier today that I kind of agree with. We almost feel like she's waiting to see the rest of the family. Because we always asked her, you know, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
And then her, one of the middle children, my aunt, is coming with her husband and two kids.
Yeah.
We're thinking maybe she just wants to see them because they live in Florida.
Okay.
And we've all been there, so just
they're on their way. Like
they're on their way right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we'll just spend more time until we can.
Yeah.
But we all joked on Sunday because we're all just thinking, oh my gosh, you know, she's in rough shape. This is it, yada yada yada. And then Papa comes up and says, "You realize what she's doing here? She wanted you all here for her birthday. Sunday was her birthday."
Birthday.
She's like, "Darn it, that's a cruel joke." But she's still here, but it's no quality of life. I mean, you know, just a lot of peace and comfort for her. I know Papa's scared to give her medicine to comfort her a little bit, because you can tell just stuff hurts. But he's afraid to give any that it might stop her heart. So peace for him, peace for everybody. And well, she, to quote one of the songs we do here, she's going to have the best seat in the house before we get to, so we can just be jealous.
Amen. Thank you, Brandon. Lift up my mother-in-law, Ruth. She's home now from the hospital, foul. My wife is driving back from Dayton and probably getting home soon. Had to bolt out of the house yesterday. So if you would keep her in your prayers. And, you know, this virus thing, you know, some of the folks, I got folks, they have legitimate reasons for being afraid. I got a dude who God healed from pancreatic cancer. You know, Dave Rickard, that dude don't have a spleen. And he's got to be careful about anything. You know, and I just pray that in the midst of the journey, you know, it's a great message. Stay focused on the life of faith. There's a bunch of garbage out there, hysteria, you know. Keep your eye on a ball, because I'm with you, T-Dog. The Spirit is alive and ripe, and I think what we need to do is be bold. Serve. Don't say, do it. Sign up, man. Yeah, and I think you ought to poke the bear. And I mean the bear being Jesus. Now, be careful. When you get close to him, he's dangerous. Right? Because he'll change everything. And if we keep our eyes on poking the bear, you know, poking Jesus, getting up close, allowing Jesus to infect us with his virus, right? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Then all of a sudden stuff changes. And we're like a lot of the people today. Gee, I wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know. But I'm walking the Lord, man. And you know it's going to be good. It's that grin you gave me as you saw that. Yeah, it was a silly looking grin. The only good thing I know is if I run out of toilet paper, I'm going to T-Dog's house.
Don't. All right, I got one more. I wrote in here from Karen, prayer for lungs, and from just what you talk about, the terror, the fear of all these fears. Let's get into our circle here. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? Well, maybe we should play that one, shouldn't we? Well, there's a better home awaiting. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now remember, we're gonna have to do some. Let me scoot you over here a little bit. So there you go. We're gonna do some laying hands for you too. All right, all right. But we just lift this up now. So Lord, I thank you for Thursday nights.
And
Thursday nights, baby. Thursday nights, and thank you, Lord, for the gathering of the saints. Because our God is good. Our God is able. And Lord, we thank you that we know that fear is a liar. And we thank you, Jesus. You keep our focus.
keep our focus on you. And yeah, I mean, there's things obviously that we just need to, in this world. There's things that you, there's due diligence, but then there's just crazy fear. So Lord, just give us the wisdom. Give us the wisdom to know to trust you in discernment to know and to be set free from these things. Lord, we're lifting up Coy. Coy have got different, he's got a surgery coming up and the effects of the surgery. We just thank you, Jesus, that these things are healed. And for Brian dealing with cancer and for Matt and Dylan, we just thank you, Lord, that their eyes are open. You just show their way to a God of mercy, a God of grace, a God of love, love. Kind of in the same way that we just see these things happening on the Emmaus walks and on chrysalis flights. And, it's good stuff, isn't it? Good stuff. We're lifting up walk number 44 for the women, the Northern Lights Emmaus walk. That's happening a week from today. It starts on Thursday night. Melody's on team. Actually, I forgot. Debbie, are you on team too? You're not? Nope. Okay, but Melody's on team. Music team. That's a good place to be. But thank you, Lord, that that all that comes together and everyone's kept in perfect health, perfect peace. Just knowing you've got this, Lord. You've just shown so many great things of, that have been coming coming and moving along the way. I thank you, Lord. I'm lifting up my step-grandmother. Her name's Ann Conrad. It was Ann Wessels. And Ann has been living at home for many, many years. And it's she's in the hospital currently. She had a fall. And she's probably moving into a home. And she's in her 90s. So she's lived a good life. And I'd like to thank you, Lord, that Jesus give her good peace through that and along the same lines for your grandma, okay? It's not easy, we know that. But there is peace and there is joy of seeing the best seat in the house. Thank you, brother. Best seat in the house is exactly right. Eddie, we're lifting up Kelsey. Kelsey out in Colorado, this Lyme disease garbage that's been messing with her and her family, it's got to stop. And we thank you, Jesus, that she is fully made whole. In the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, for nothing is impossible for God. That's right. Luke 1:37 and so many other scriptures just declare that nothing is impossible for him. Just go. And then, Lord, we stand here together. Noah actually asked specifically for this. Our friend Noah, he came in late, so we didn't play the song. We didn't play the song. He came in late. That's right. We'll play So Happy Together anyway. That's right. We'll be singing it. But Noah said prayers against this virus to go. We agree, Noah. Absolutely. Absolutely. This virus, and all viruses, I mean, all sickness, it's these things are not of God. These things are of this fallen world we live in. And the enemy is just throwing, tossing around darkness. These things must stop. Thank you, Lord, for Tom's friend Nick, 95 years old. How fantastic is that? I like that better. 95 years young. Very well said, my friend. Very well said. And Lord, we're lifting up Joyce, Wanda's mother. She fell. She hit her head. She's back in the... No, anyway, we just thank you, Lord, for her. Restoration for her, and peace for Wanda and the family. Just knowing God's got this, because God is good. Thank you, Lord. Linda's got the V&V thing grooving and moving. Your artwork going, artwork being sold. The T-shirts out there. I've got a couple. I've got the yellow one. Melody has the mint. It's called mint something. Mint. Mint green. And what was the other? White. White was the other color. So they're all right there. All doing good stuff. We're lifting up your friend Sadie, all right, and how awesome that she could be with you when you were dealing with cancer years ago, and God will make a way for you to be with her and share that comfort back. It's pay it forward, isn't it? It's always pay it forward. God is good. Our God is good. Our God is able. He does such great, great and glorious things. And we're gonna lay hands on you here before we totally wrap up, all right, so we can see you get all your balance and everything back, but we want to lift up a few more things. I'm thanking you, Lord, for the Debbie adventures at the Christian bookstore. How awesome to be able to minister in such a great way. So we're lifting up Brandon, and thanking God that he is seeking you out, coming to you on your days, and he knows you're there. That's all the better. And thank you, Lord, for that ministry that you have Debbie doing, and for sharing your Philippians 4:4-9, just arresting fear and arresting anxiety. Thank you, Lord, that Sonia is going to be starting her new job here. All right, and that'll be great. That'll be awesome and amazing. Yes, it'll be good. Just thank you for good and gracious peace. And for Melody's mother's friend who's been dealing with anxiety, and we just speak peace for her, Lord, and for the Dayton community in general, this NCAA thing being canceled all because of all the
all the hype, all the hype. But Lord, you've got this. You'll make things, all things work for the good as we just place our trust in you. Lord, I thank you for Tyler's investigative work in confirming that toilet paper is hard to find. But we stand with you. Stand with you on this, brother. The hysteria and the virus stuff. This has all got to stop. Fake news is right. So Lord, we're lifting up Karen through Facebook. She's dealing with a lot of problems with the lungs. She's asking wisdom for the doctors. Karen, we're proclaiming healing for them. So Karen, I'd like you to place your hand on the ear. If you're listening with us right now, or if you listen to it later, I want you to just place your hand on your chest, on your lungs, and I just want you to claim it and just say, this healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. As we call the power, the Holy Spirit, fire of God, just to light you up and just to let you feel your lungs just now relaxing and receiving that healing glory of God. So I thank you, Jesus, that all these things do good. We're elated to have Pastor Dave Mack here with us. Thank you, brother, for being here with us. And Lord, we know that, actually, he did. Pastor Dave, I know that in your role, many people look to receive from you, and not many people give back. And that's not because they don't want to. It's just kind of the role that we're in, and it's a hard. But we are blessed to have you here, brother, and we are giving back to you by just sharing our appreciation for your wisdom and the way God works through you. And that we're lifting up your mother-in-law, lifting up Ruth, that she is just made fully whole, that the peace rolls through, that she just, my favorite is Lord, let the doctors be amazed. Like, what happened? What you been doing? What really happened here? So Lord, just keep us focused on your faith, focused on you, you remember in the Word of God in Scripture, we're told about we need to be single-minded, single-eyed, right? We're even warned, hey, if your eyes are causing you to sin, pluck them out, right? Not literally, guys, okay? Not literally. But get your focus. Well, let's do that. Anybody have anything else that we need to add in here? You have something, Linda? Sadie's going to have a grandbaby.
Yes.
How beautiful.
First time.
When is the grandbaby going to be due for Sadie?
June.
In June. Well, then you need to see the grandbaby
her
then.
Her daughter's name is Hunter.
Oh, this will be a great granddaughter. How wonderful.
Yes.
How wonderful.
And I know her granddaughter when she was a kid.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Yes. New life. We love new life. God is good. Rita has been secluding herself. Rita has been secluding herself so that she can finish healing whatever she needs to do. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. That's all good. But we lift her up. Thank you. We do lift up. We lift her up and all the others. Murdered at MobileCom, became a grandpa. That's beautiful. Beautiful. That's fantastic. Let's join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. I'm debtors here. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We are going to pray for you, young lady. Why don't you stand like right here for her? Would you rather sit down or do you want to stand?
No, we can stand.
Okay, good. We want you to stand because we're going to work. So Linda's asking for prayers for Bal. And this is perfect on the camera. They get to see your awesome butterfly. Did you do this one?
No, Sadie
gave you that to you. Yeah. Fantastic. All right, guys, come on, gather around. Gather around. We're going to pray for Linda. So, Lord, we know that Linda is just an awesome child of God. And, Lord, I just thank you for your great love for Linda. I thank you for your great glory that comes upon her, Lord Jesus. And Lord, the enemy's kind of been messing with her balance, Lord Jesus. And Lord, you know exactly what the issue is. So Lord, we thank you right now as you come against all the darkness that's trying to mess with her, as the light of Jesus in her just shines brighter and brighter and brighter right now. So Lord, we thank you that she is fully restored. Everybody repeat this after me. Say, this healing belongs to Linda.
Yes, it This healing belongs to Linda.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Balance be restored.
Balance be restored.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All right, hang loose a second, guys. All right, because our God is good, our God is able. What's going on, Linda? What are you feeling, if anything, right now?
I feel hot.
Hot is good. All right, light her up, Lord. Yeah, you are getting warm. That's good, Lord. Let's just get her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. What are you feeling?
Going away.
All right, that imbalance is going away. That's fantastic. So, Lord, I thank you. She's not going to need this cane anymore. So she has just got it all. So, Lord, I thank you that you touch every muscle, every ligament, every tendon, every joint, every bone, every nerve, every cell. Lord, you know all the stuff. All the stuff, Lord Jesus. 100%. 100%. In the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. The name above all names. The name above all names. Remember in the word, too, it is written that every knee must bow to me, says the Lord, and every tongue must confess to God. So when we call upon the name of Jesus, this stuff has to bow. It has to. The word declares to us too, where two or more are gathered, right? He is there. Well, we got two. Do your math, right? We got more than two. All right. Come on. God is good. God is able. So I thank you, Jesus. Okay, Linda, do you need to get, let's maybe walk around a little bit now. Let's see how you're doing. Tell me how you're feeling.
I feel funny.
You feel funny? Funny in a good funny or funny?
Like it's going to go away.
Like it's going away? That's good. Let's keep walking then. Good. You want to walk in a circle around here? Every step, Lord, I thank you. Every step, she just gets more and more. More and more, Lord. More your glory. More of your love, more of your power, more your glory. More your glory. She's looking good. She's looking good. Well, then you know what? You got to look in the camera and do what you always do for us at the end here. Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay.
What the people say?
Says, Amen. All right. God bless you, Linda. Thanks, everybody, for being here on Thursday night. Glad you could join us. We will see you next Thursday. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right. She had that one lit up, didn't she? That's all good. All on Facebook Live. So you can enjoy that again.